get a review done, ensure that your cameras are doing what they should be doing, ensure that your hard drive can't be accessed, and more particularly, do a bit of work around the alarm without going into the technical details or whatever, but the signalling of the alarm back to the monitoring station is of vital importance, and you need to talk to your installer and ensure that you have the proper software, upgraded software, that will ensure that in any instance that there's an attack on the premises, that the signal is going to get out, because these people are using signal blockers to use various different things. They're after cigarettes, high-value resalable items like razor blades and alcohol as well. And, of course, cash is always king. So they will attack, if you have cash on the premises, they will attack any safe or anything like that that it's stored in. Also, in relation to premises that have ATMs, automatic teller machines, you need to be just looking at the security around that too. So it's not to frighten people, Catherine, but it's just to get that message out that these guys are back in action again. They're pan the country. They can be in Donegal one night, Mayo another night. They can be down south third night. That's the way they operate. And we know that from the intelligence that has been gathered by the gang that was arrested in Donegal town. They were on their way to do two jobs in Donegal, one job in Mayo and one job in Galway when they were caught.
If there were business people up here who might think, oh, that happened down in Carlow, these gangs are very, very mobile.
They're very, very mobile, and they're ruthless as well. And, like, you know, most people now have the facility that they can remote view their CCTV on their phone or laptop in their house. So it's also important that if there's an alarm activation, that you don't just speed to the premises either, that you make contact with the guards and make sure that you're not going there alone. And as you say, they're highly mobile. What they're normally doing is they're dropped off. They're either going to the premises either on foot or on a bicycle with their rucksacks, with their equipment, and they have a lot of pre-work done, so they know exactly where the electrical switchgear is, they know what type of alarm is there, where the cameras are and all of that, and they will operate in the early hours of the night from, say, 10:30 to 2:30, 3:00 max, and get off scene then again, and they're using high quality cars like Audis, BMWs, that sort of thing. So they're moving around the country at will, and there are operations in place to police that as well. But at the same time, it's important that the people that are running the businesses, that they know that these things are happening, and that they're aware as well, and that they talk to their alarm and camera installers and make sure that their premises are what we call target hardened as best they can. And I'm also available to give advice if anybody wants that as well. That facility's free of charge.